Dean Lester is with us to preview the Ballarat program today. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, thanks, Nads.
Look, we just heard from Sammy about the track. How are you predicting it'll play?
Oh, well, they're not big fields, so if there is a distinct pattern, they should be able to virtually get to the right part of the track. And as Sam's mentioned, with it being rolled, that first part should hold up for a little while anyway. Mm. So I'm playing it, looking for horses that just like to get their toe in the ground, but with such a warm day, it will certainly improve.
Let's have a look at the first then. We've only got the four horses in this event over the 2300. You can take out the one. We've got number two, Artisano, at $1.65, down to the three, Woodbridge at $2.50, and number four, Costana Millie, who's at $9.50.
I might be politely late to start betting on this meeting, Nards. I think I'll just be watching the first. I won't be taking the short odds Artisano, but he won't get a better chance than this to break through. He's been running well in these sort of maidens. Woodbridge was a cheeky run last start, led, stopped and started in his tactics. It was a really clever ride, nearly got away with the prize, put him in for second. Costano Millie's had 33 goes, that's enough for me. But Dark Deal looks a bit of a battler next best, but 2, 3, 4, 5.
So we go 2, 3, 4, 5 in the first, the small field. We look at the second. This is a maiden over the 1400. Runners 4, 6, 8 and 10 all come out. We've got number one, Eva Pex at 380, down to Give Me Strength at 360. One More Emotion at 230. And Mary's Girl is a $5 chance.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Eva Pex, number one. I was a bit disappointed first up with his run. He was wide, but beaten a fair margin, but better for that run. And I just think the tempo of a 1,400-metre race will suit him a lot better. I'm expecting him to bounce back to something like his best form here. Gimme Strength was a good run on debut and looks close to a win for the Weir stable. 5-1 More Emotion. Interesting runner. This is a half-brother to the very good mare French Emotion, and she was just average on soft ground. So this horse would want improving ground through the day, I imagine. The blinkers going on is a real plus, and 9 Mary's Girl next best. But expecting improvement from Eva Pex there. 1, 3, 5 and 9.
1, 3, 5, 9 in the second. The third event is over 1,200 metres a maiden. Runners 2, 3, 6, 12 and the 14 all come out. Now, the main ones here, we've got number 10, Champagne in Paris, who is into 290 after running well on debut, and you've got the 13 Doves Cry for Henry Dwyer, a first starter at 480, and the favourite is number 15 Thanks Buddy, who was also placed at its first start at 215.
Yeah, this looks a pretty good maiden, but I really like the first starter here. Number 13 Doves Cry looks a really sweet mover in its trials, good action, and worked through the line under a nice hold at Cranbourne at the official trials back on November 14. So I'm going to go with her on debut to beat number 10 Champagne in Paris. As you mentioned, a really good run on debut at Geelong. That was a quick maiden and chased really well on that occasion. Will be better for that experience. 15 Thanks Buddy ran quite well on debut at Mornington when an equal favourite on that occasion. I think the extra distance of this race will probably suit. And 7 Corner Stores had a lot of trials. Steps out for the first time here. Its recent trial wasn't too bad with the blinkers on. 13, 10, 15 and 7.
13, 10, 15 and 7. We look at the fourth race, and this is a Fillies and Mares 64 over the over 1600. Take out number 6. We've got number 1 Royal Applause at 440, Moscow Red at 230, $5 Star Patriot and Majestic, and then you've got Sarasota Bay, who's at $9.50.
Yeah, I think in the small field, the $5 each way for her to run the 1-2, about number 4 Majestic represents a little bit of value here. Ran quite well first up. Second up winner, 1,600 metres on soft six ground over this trip at Ballarat. So it's got the same virtual scenario again. And I thought that first up run certainly had merit. Moscow Red's going to be a good winning chance. The run at Ararat was quite sound. And the past two runs have been very solid. Gets a little claim here. 1 Royal Applause has been around the mark in recent runs. Led and couldn't hold off. Horse like Red is the Rose and battled on fairly at Mooney Valley last start. And Star Patriot, I think she's in a race she can win. Her last two runs have been at 78 grade and then a Group 2, obviously, where she was outclassed. I just think she's a dead set top of the ground mare, and that worries me, the little give in the ground. Her soft track form is just mixed, so I'll put her in for fourth. But I thought Majestic was a bit of each way value. 4, 2, 1, 3.
4, 2, 1 and 3. We have a look at race number 5, the opening leg of the quaddy over the 1600, where runners 3, 6 and 10 all come out. Now we've got number 1, Coherence, at 440. Even money $2 for number 5, Found Out, down to 367 the Croc, and they're the only three that are single figures.
Yeah, I'm going with Found Out. It's amazing this horse is still a maiden. You watch that race and you still think he'd won after the race. It was such a tight photo. He ran very well there. All three runs this time in, he's just got that bit better, and he's the one to beat. I think Coherence will make into a really nice stayer in time. He's got a big action. 1,300 round Ararat was never going to suit, but worked to the line well. 1,600 on the outer track here at Ballarat. It's going to suit him well. I think he's the main danger. Seven, the Croc. He worked a little bit in the run last start and then just peaked late, but two winners have come out of that race, and he did start favourite on that occasion, so he'll be competitive, and maybe nine next best per Fontaine. But I think 5 and 1 are your key chances here. Now it's 5, 1, 7 and 9.
5, 1, 7 and 9. Look, the sixth event, no scratchings. Number 1, Fast and Rocking, is at 3.40. We then go down to 4.60 for Shooting the Mob, 4.40 the Queen's Walk. Party Host is at $4.20.
I like Fast and Rolling here. After the claim, he gets in with 59 kilos. He can win with that sort of weight in this grade. He's a bit of a 58 specialist, but he's good at this distance. Three-time winner, but more importantly, he's very effective. Just when he can get his toe into the ground, six of these eight runs on soft ground have yielded placings, including a win. And I think he's well-suited again to beat 5, the Queen's Walk. Don't think the small field really suited last start. Can bounce back here to run well off that win two starts back at Moonee Valley in maiden grade. 7, the Party Host, was quite good at Geelong last start, working up to another win, and maybe 2 Shooting the Mob next best. Sure, this is quite a good talent, but he'll be better when he gets over a touch further. 1, 5, 7 and 2.
1, 5, 7, 2. We go to race 7. This is a 58 over 2,200. Take out the 4. Number 1, Battle Zone at 4.80. 2, Fine Evader at 2.30, the favourite. Miss Mama Zara at 5. 7.50, Go and Get Rich.
Yeah, I just think the key element to this race is that Fine Evader has got the miles and the legs at this distance. He's been running really well. It was a good run again to Barrichino last start, and with the same weight, same sort of grade, I think he's suited. Battle Zone is certainly a stayer, but he goes to the 2,200 very quickly, second up off a reasonable first up run at Moi. I've put him in for second. Next best, Go and Get Rich. He's coming the other way. He's coming back in trip from the 3,000 and a 78 grade. He's back to 58 grade here, which is more his go, and he can be competitive here. Maybe 3, Jaquila next best. Thought when rolled to the front last start, might keep going. This is a different task over the longer trip, but certainly an improving young stayer. But thought Fine Evader would be very hard to beat. 2, 1, 7, 3.
2, 1, 7 and 3. We have a look at the last race, 8. You can take out 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and also the 13. Number 1, Carfu at 4.20. 4, Bell Blaster is at 2.40. She's beneficial at $2.30. So we've got 3 horses here who are quite solid in betting, but the race has really been knocked around by scratchings.
Yeah, it has, Nads. On there, down to just maybe 2. I like Bell Blaster a lot here. He crabbed his way around Moi first up. I don't think the track suited him at all. He missed the start. He just, every corner he looked to get on the wrong leg, looked awkward, and really ran quite well. He's trialled very well since then, and the big track here, just a little half turn out of the 1200 metre chute, is ideal for him. I like Bell Blaster a lot to beat 6. She's beneficial, did enough first up when favourite and wide, beaten only a length at Bendigo. 1, Cafu's racing quite well, but probably getting towards the back end of a long preparation, maybe 2, Start More Further next best, who was terrible first up, but they've swung a lot of gear changes. 4, 6, 1, 2.
4, 6, 1 and 2. What about a best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
I like Fast and Rolling. Race 6, number 1 is the best. Race 4, number 4, Majestic in the small field. I think she could run the 1-2, so she's an each-way value play. Race 4, number 4. Quaddie, first leg 1 and 5, second leg 1, 5, 7, third leg 1, 2, 3, 7, and the last leg 4 and 6. Play of the day, the Daily Double, numbers 1, 5 and 7 into 4 and 6.
Good on you, Dean. Good luck today.
Thanks, Nath.